You are up to Perek Yud Beis in Zvachim, Mishnah. Mishnah says, Purim Hanisrofim, Ulsirim Hanisrofim. The Purim of Paranax that's supposed to be burnt, meaning to sell us at the Par Shoyom Kippur, Ros the Par of the Kohen Godol, Ros Par Helam Dobor, which of these things are called the Chattis HaPnim. It's called the Korban Chattis, but it's brought, this reek is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnim inside, and the rest of it is Nisrofim, is burnt outside. Who are then Sirim, if you have rims, the same thing. They're also Sir Shiyam Kippurim, or else Sir of Ajazara, the same thing. That they're called Parim or Sirim Hanisrofim, means they're brought inside the Panim, and the rest of it is burnt outside. So, Bizman, Shein Nisrofim Kimitzvosim, when you burn a Kimitzvosim, means the way we're supposed to. Nope, still happened to this carbon yet. Then the locher is Nisrofim Beis Hadeshim, they're burned outside Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hadesh, and that's the makom we had to burn it. Umetamim begodim. It's metamim the begodim, the one that burns the korban, he becomes tamei. The one that's burning it, their begodim become tamei. The begodim they wear, b'shast v'ing oisik, in burning it, like the Pasuk says, v'yasarif oisam yichabes begodov. Now, v'yim einam nisrafim kimitzvasim. Let's say though, a psul happened to these kabonis. It's not kosher, it's a psula mikdoshim, and therefore you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's called v'meinu nisrofim ki mitzvosam. Then where are you supposed to burn this meat? Nisrofim bebeis habira. You burn it in the beis hamikdash itself. And v'eino mitama begodim, it's not mitama the begodim. But since you're not burning your ki mitzvosam, therefore you do not have the exeris akosta that the people that are sick and burning it become tamei. Therefore it's not mitama begodim, the people that burn it. So kids, the Purim Hanisrofim, it's only if you bring in it behechsher, then the people that burn it become tamei. But if you're not burning it behechsher, then the begotten do not become tamei. Mishnah Vav, or you soivlin oisam bamutas, they would carry it outside in staffs like. In other words, if these chatois were brought kimitzvosam, then we said, where is the mokim to burn it? Outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside Yerushalayim. So how would they carry the meat from the Beis Hamikdash outside Yerushalayim? They would carry it, that's the Mishnah, Yusayv Lenoisam Bamutais. They would carry it on top of staffs. There were two people, or four kanim, each one holding the ends of the poles. Yotzav HaRishonim Chutz L'Chaymetz HaZorah. Let's say the first two kanim that are in front of the two poles, as soon as they go outside the Chaymetz, the wall of the HaZorah, V'Yachreinim LaYotzu, but the ones in back did not leave the Azor yet, they didn't go out yet. The locher is Harishonim Tamei Begodim. As soon as the first one, as soon as they leave the Beis Hamikdash, that's called already being oisik in burning the par. In other words, even though they didn't burn it yet, but they've taken it out to the place to burn it, so right away they become Tamei, the Begodim become Tamei, the clothing they're wearing becomes Tamei. But V'achreinim, the two kanim at the back of the poles that did not leave the Beis Hamikdash yet, Einim Tamei Begodim Achieitzu. They do not become tamei until they leave the Beis Hamikdash. That's the cloud. The tumas of the godim is only after you go out the chaymas of the azara. Yotzav elu v'yelu. Let's say both of them, the first ones and the second ones. Again, there are four kanim here. Two in the front holding the two ends of the poles, and two in the back holding the two other ends of the poles. So when all four go out, elu v'yelu matamah begodim. That's when all of them have a tumas begodim. Rabbi Shimon says, Eilu v'yelu einu metama begodim at sheyitzatz or beruban. They all know that the kanim that are oisik and just carrying the meat outside Yerushalayim, they don't become tamei yet until they actually work with the fire itself, and they're not metamei until at sheyitzatz or beruban, until roiv of the meat got caught on fire. Then the kanim, the ones that are oisik in the burning of it, then they become tamei. Nitach habosor means the meat got burned up completely. It's like charcoal, it's like black charcoal already. Then ein hasarif matam v'godim. If a new kohen, if somebody new comes and starts to be oisik in the end of it, since the meat is already completely burned up, he has no tumas v'godim. That's not called being oisik in the sreifa of the Purim Hanisrofim, because they're already burnt up. Yeah, now Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, ha'ashoichet v'hamala b'chutz. If somebody takes a korban and he shechs it outside the Beis Hamikdash, and uadin v'yamale, he burns it outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the shchut echutz, or halois chutz. So lo kriyis chayiv al hashkita v'chayiv al aliyah. If he does it b'shegig, he's chayiv two kabonis. He's chayiv one korban chatis for the shkita pachutz, and one korban chatis for halois for burning it pachutz. There are two separate averus. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer shochat b'fnim v'hela pachutz chayiv. Let's say you make a shkita inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you take the meat outside, the murim outside, and burn it outside. That's when you chayiv. What's going to be shochat bachutz? Let's say you take the korban outside first, and you make a shkita bachutz, and then v'hela bachutz, you also burn it outside. He holds potter. In such a case, you potter from chatis, you're not chayiv a korban. Shleihela bachutz el dava posel. You only brought outside something that's already posel. It never had a shas hakosher. There's no ista aloyes chutz. So Omru lo, he said back to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if so, af hashochet b'fnim, even if you made the shchit inside the Beis HaMikdash, or ma'ala b'chutz, and you take the meat outside, still kivon shetziv. As soon as you take the meat, the yemurim outside the Beis HaMikdash is psalay. It has a psul yotzei. So when you go to burn it, also it's psal already. So what's the difference whether the shchit was done outside or the shchit was done inside? In both cases, the law is b'chutz. You should be chayiv. That's the chachom shita. That you chayiv in both cases. So in other words, the machlokes is like this. Rabbi Yosi Aglili avad agrees that when you take the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash and you shecht it there, avad yichayiv hashchita. For shchita chutz, he's moedi yichayiv. Just he holds of later when you burn it outside, you put it on the law. He holds when yichayiv a law for burning it b'chutz, that's only if the korban once had a shas hakosher, it was once fit to be burnt inside. Meaning to say, if you first made a shchitas penin, you made a shchita inside, so at that time it was like roi to have the meat burned in the right place inside. Now if you burn it outside, that's when you chayiv. So therefore he also agrees that if you take the meat outside, even though there's a psul yotzei on it, so what? But the ma'aser, before you took it outside and had a shas hakosher, there was a time that it should have been able to be burnt. Ma'asheker, if you make the whole shchita outside, so there's never a time that was fit to be burnt inside, therefore he holds a p'tur on halois chutz. But avada on shchitas chutz, they both agree. You'll be chayiv any shchita on a korban being done outside. The only machlokes is on the halor by burning the emurim outside. Mishneh Beis, tomei she'ochel. A person that's tomei, if he eats from the basar of kochim, bein kodesh tomei, or bein kodesh tor, doesn't make enough meaning whether the korban, the meat was already tomei, or whether the meat was tor, still chayiv. If he does it b'meizid, he's chayiv koris. But the pasuk says, "Ve'a nefesh asher toicha bos mizbeh mizevach hashlom mashal Hashem to masalo v'nichas on nefesh imi ameo." If it does it b'shoigeg, he's chayiv a korban elu b'yerid. So kitz, if the person is tamei, whether he's Yisrael or recurring, doesn't make enough kamino, and he eats from bosar of kochim, whether the bosar is tor or tamei, he's chayiv koris if it does it b'meizid. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, "Tamei shochel tor." If the person was tamei and eats not kachin at store, chayiv, then he's chayiv koris for that. But v'tomei shocho tomei, if the meat was tomei anyway, and now he went ahead and ate it when he's tomei, spotter he holds. Why? Shle'ochel al-odava tomei. He only ate something that's tomei. That's not the last, not the chayiv koris of the Torah. He's only over a lav. Like it says in the Pasuk, v'abos v'shayiga b'chotam elo yoyochel. There's a lav not eat from it. That's from Yosi Aglili Shita. One of the chayiv koris, only if a person's tomei eats the basar kochim, that's tor. And this Omrulloi, the Chom said back to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, no. Omrulloi, af tomei shochot tor. Even if the person was tomei, and he goes to eat basar, that's tor, still, kevan shenogaboy, as soon as the person touches the meat, timohu, he's metama the meat. So anyway, by the time he eats it, it's tomei. So and you agree, yichayiv koris. So what should be the difference if the meat was tomei from before? Also should be chayiv tamei. And it more explains that the machlekes says it basically really only argues when the kochim became tamei first, and then the person became tamei. See, also like yeder of ein nisa chalalisa. Like as soon as the kochim became tamei, it was chalal lav for this person not to eat from this basa. So then, when he becomes tamei, he owes ein nisa chalalisa. Therefore, he's not chayiv koros. Then nechnami, if the person became tamei first and the basa was still tor. And now when the person goes to eat from this basar of kochim, even though when he touches it, he's metamer at first, But since he was Tomei first, therefore the Chiyuv Koros was Chal upon him first. Therefore, when he eats it, he's Chayiv Koros. The other Mishnah says, Vitor, if the person is Tor, Shocha Tomei is Bosa, that's Tomei. So Potter, he's Potter from the Chiyuv Koros, or Potter from the Korban. Shein Chayiv El Atumas Aguf. When does the Pasuk say Chayiv Koros or Korban? That's only when the person has a Tumas Aguf, when his Guf is Tomei. And then he eats the Kochim. But if he's Tor, just the Bosser is Tomei, then there's no Alocha of Koros, it's only Olav. Mishnah Gimel. Choyme b'shchita mevaliya uvali mevashchita. There are certain chumris in shchute chutz, and taking a korban, shechting it outside, over the locha of Allah, just burning it outside. And the opposite way, uvali mevashchita, there are certain chumris of burning the kochim b'chutz, outside the basement, outside the right place, then making a shchita b'chutz. What are these things? Choyme b'shchita, it's more chumri about the shchita, shashoychet lehedyit chayif. If you shecht at lehedyit, you chayif. Meaning, even though this is a korban, but either you forgot about it, or even so, you're only shechting it, let's serve a person, like you want to have in mind to eat from this meat, and you're not doing it l'shem Hashem, l'shem a korban. So in such a case, still you chayif, you do b'meis at korus, and b'shoykid you chayif chatis. Mashenken v'yamal lehedyit potter. The person takes the boss of kochim, and he brings it outside b'chutz, and he burns it outside. Stam lehedyit means lechabdoi, to give honor to a person, and not l'shem korban. Dil lochris potter mechatis. And the moral darshan is from Sukkim, that it says dam yichosh of lish means afilu ashoichet liish is chayif. Mashenkin by law it says lasa soisa l'Hashem. So there we darshan in chayiv kev shalei b'chutz at shiichavim bo l'Hashem yoni chayiv v'yad kavono to burn it l'shem Hashem. That's a chumra of shchita over ha'aliyah. Now, chayim of aliyah, what's a more chumra about the burning kochim b'chutz? That shnayim shoch so v'sakim. If two people took hold of the knife, v'shochatu, and they shechted this korban b'chutz, the shchita p'turim, that both of them, they're potter from koros or from chatis. Ma'ashenken ochazu be'ever, let's say two of them together grabbed hold of the piece of meat, v'alu, and they together brought it outside and burnt it outside. Chayovim, they're both chayiv. And again, with dashness from posik, li'yishahu, z'mashm li'ish, v'lo echo v'lishnayim. By shchit it says ish, mashm one and a two. And by halor it says ish, asher yala, that we darshin ish, as the rabbis even shnayim. This is the chumra of halor over shchita, that by law of two of them do it together, burn it together, the chayiv, but by shchita shnayim is potter. What's going to be now? Hela v'choza v'hela v'choza v'hela chayiv akol aliyah v'aliyah. Let's say like b'shegeg, he takes some of this meat of this kochim, brings it outside, and he burns it. And then he knows that he made a mistake and did a chet. And then he forgot himself again, he took out some more meat and burned some more meat, even though it's from the same korban, he could be chayiv akol aliyah v'aliyah. Again, providing that in between each time you had a yidia, you remember that you did the chet, so later you forgot again and you did it over again. It's like a new ma'isaveri. You chayiv a korban, a second korban. On each aliyah vali, you chayiv a separate korban. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi says, "Ein chayiv elo achas. No, you only chayiv for one time. No matter how many times you burn from the same korban outside, you only chayiv one time. V'ein chayiv achiyal l'rosh hamizbeach." Secondly, also, Yoni Chayiv, if you do it b'chutz, but it has to be a mizbeach. Like with that, the Pasuk says, by Noach, even Noach mizbeach l'Hashem. So even outside chutz, halor is only called a gavi a mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yeshe Shita. If you just burn it on the floor outside, you'd be potter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, afilu hel ala sela. Even if you just burn it on top of a stone, or yalevin, a rock, it doesn't make enough kmina, still Chayiv halor is chutz. It doesn't b'davka have to be on a mizbeach, even on a cello or an even, also you'll be chayiv. Then the Gemara dashing this from Sukkim, how we know even for these you chayiv. Yeah, now Mishnah Dalet. Echad kochim kisherim v'echad kochim sulim, whether the korban is kosher or whether the korban was ready posel. Now, psulim means shayiv psulim b'kodesh, that the psul first took place in the base of Mitish itself, like the most of the shchitas we had before, shlal shmon with a psul machshava, that those halachas shemol al mizbeach, the halacha was loy yerdu, you don't have to take them down. So such kochim now v'krivu machutz, if you bring them outside, means so you makriv them out, you burn them outside. So chayiv, well, these things the mezi the chayiv koros b'shoyke the chayiv koros b'shoyke the chayiv achatis. Since these things are considered miskabel b'fenim, since it once had a shas hakosher, so therefore now if you burn it outside, you're over the yisa haloyes chutz. Now hamala kizayis min oilo. If you burn outside even the kizayis from a korban oilo, or also min hamurim, or else the kizayis from any yamurim that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbech v'chutz is chayiv, that's the shear. Even if you only take one kizayis of the meat or the fat that was supposed to be burnt on the mizbech, and now you burn it outside, b'chutz, the locher is yechayiv koris, or yechayiv a korban, b'shoigig. Now ha'koimitz v'halavoyna. Let's say someone takes the kemitza from a mincha, the handful from a mincha, or else v'halavoyna. Also from a minchas nadov, you take the lavoyna, or else v'yakteris, that you mark through every day in the Beis HaMikdash, was supposed to be a pras in the morning, and a pras ben arbayim. Or minchas kanim, or else you take the mincha v'koyin, where Balochar is by a kohen, when he brings a mincha, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. The kids were talking about something that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Or else, the minchas kohen ha-mashiach, the mincha that the kohen Godel brings, the minchas chavitin that he brings every day, twice a day. Or else, the minchas nesachim, whenever you bring a korban, you have to bring a nesachim, the mincha with it. Any one of these, shehikrav miyechon miyam kezayis b'chutz, if you took a kezayis from one of these things and burnt them outside, chayiv, you chayiv koris for this. Reb Elezer Poiter. Reb Elezer holds no Yipoter. Achiakrav eskula, he holds Yoni Chayiv if you burn the whole thing bachutz. But just for a kezayis, he holds Yipoter. It has to be the whole kaimis, or else the whole levoinos, the whole kateris, or else the whole mincha you have to burn. Just like bifnim, the mitzvah is to burn the whole thing. Who adin he holds bachutz. If you do it outside, Yoni Chayiv if you burn the whole thing. Now, v'chulan shekrivim bifnim. Let's say you are makriv what you're supposed to inside the Beis HaMikdash, but for Shayabem Kizayis, you left over one Kizayis you did not burn in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'gribu Machus, and his last Kizayis you burn outside Chayiv. But even according to Reb Elezer, will also agree you Chayiv for this, because since that's the only thing left to be burnt and now you're burning it outside, that's Chashiv, for that you be Chayiv. Ve'chulam with all of these things, Shechosru Kolshein, if any of them is missing something, Shechosru means it was missing some. Before you started to burn it, like it got lost, or it got burned someplace else, part of the claimants, part of the Levoina, the Ekriva Machutz and left over of it you burn outside, is Potter, then you Potter. Since it's not fit now to bring the Kedas inside, because you already never had, you lost part of it, so if you do it Bachutz, also you Potter. Mishnehei, Hamakriv Kodishim V'Emurim Machutz. If somebody burns Kochim outside the Azara with the Emurim, the Locher is Chayiv. For burning the Emurim Bachutz, Yechayiv. What's going to be Mincha Shlo Nikmetzo? Let's say you have a Mincha that the Kohen did not take the Kemitzo. We know after you have the Sarin of the flour and the Shemen, then the Kohen has to take a handful the Kemitzo. So you have a Mincha, the flour, but you did not take a Kemitzo yet. The Griva Bachutz, and somebody took it and burned it outside. So Potter, he's Potter for Alois Chutz, because since this is not Roy to be burnt in the Penim yet, he's Potter Bachutz. What's going to be Komtso? Let's say the Kohen now made a Kemitza. For Choza Komtso Seichoi, and after the Kohen made a Kemitza, this Kemitza's handful fell back into the Mincha, and the Griv Bachutz, now you burn the whole thing outside. It's Chayef, for that you be Chayef Alois Chutz, because once you made the Kemitza, it's called fit to be burnt inside on the Mizbeach. Now that you're burning it outside, it's called Halloyes Chutz. For that, you'd be Chayiv. Mishnah Vav. Ha-Koimetz v'Halavoyno Shikrives Echod Mehem Bachutz. When you have the Minchas Nedova, the Minchas Nedova, you also have to have with the Mincha a Levoyno and the Koimetz. There are two things that's not a regular Mincha. By burning the Kemitza, and also by burning the Levoyno that you put on top of the Mincha. So what's going to be now? You just took one of them and burnt it bachutz outside. Slochur is yichayiv, even though you need both of them to be matter the mincha, the shirayim, but either one by itself yichayiv bachutz. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar also know Yipotah. It's only called the Chatzim Matir. You're not chayif if you're burning only one of them outside. Achiyakiv is Hashem. You only chayif when you burn both of them outside. But just for burning one outside, you'll be potter. Echad bifnim v'echad v'chutz. Let's say first you burn one of them on the mizbeach. You burn the kmitz on the mizbeach, and then now the lavrin you do outside is chayiv, even according to Rabbi Elazar, because that's all that's supposed to be burnt. Just this one more, and you did it outside. That's called the whole thing. Like the end of it was burnt outside, you'd be chayiv. What's going to be now? Shnei bezicha lavrina. We know on every Shabbos the lechem upon him, that there was two bezichim, two cups full of lavrina put on top of the shulchan, and every Shabbos you take off and you'd burn it. So that's what's matter the lechem upon him to eat, to be eaten, is the bezicha lavrina. So what's going to be? Sheikri besechem memachutz. You burnt one of them outside. So locher is chayiv, tanakamos, even though it's a chatzi matir, but still, yichayiv is not worse than burning the kazayis outside. However, Rabbi Elazar point to no yipoter, achi yakov as hasheni, yoni chayiv if you burn both cups of levoina outside. But one by itself is a chatzi matir bipoter. What's going to be? Echad bifnin v'echad bachutz. One bezichim you burnt inside and one you burnt outside. Chayiv, even according to Rabbi Elazar, you be chayiv. That's the only one left. You burn the bachutz, you be chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, "Azoyrek miktas dam bachutz." If you burn part of the blood, if you make a zrika part of the dam outside, chayiv, even though you still have some dam left over. If you have dam of a korban and you make a zrika bachutz for zrika chutz, also you chayiv korus, you chayiv a korban. So if any amount of dam you make a zrika bachutz, you chayiv. This halach, even Rabbi Elazar would also agree. Because the ma'isa, any little bit of a zrika that you make weyol by the kabon fachitzoin and mizbech achitzoin, any little dam that reached the mizbech, you have your kapora. So, but the evad, any little dam is the whole kapora, the whole zrika. Therefore, you do one zrika bachutz, you be chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar says like this: Rabbi Eliezer oimer af hamanasech mei chag bechag bachutz is chayiv on sukkis. We know there's a special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim to pour the water on the Mizbeach. So someone takes this water that was prepared to put on the Mizbeach, and instead there you do it Tachutz, outside the Mizbeach, you also be Chayiv Mitzvah for this. Rabbi Nechem Yoimer, Shiori Hadom, Shagrivim Bachutz Chayiv. After you made this Rikas Adam, the leftover Adam that's supposed to go on the Yisrael HaMizbeach, if somebody would bring it outside Bachutz, you'd be Chayiv for this also. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Hamoylik is Oif Bifnim. If a Kohen makes the Malika on an Oif, Oila Soif, Chata Soif Bifnim, inside the Beis Hamikdash, where he's supposed to, and then Ve'ela Bachutz, then he takes it outside and burns it outside. Lochris Chayv, and that's also his Chayv, Mishum Alois Chutz. Just like by Behemoth, there's an Issa Alois Chutz, Wudim by Neuf also, there's a Chiv Chorus for Alois Chutz. What's going to be Molak Bachutz, Ve'ela Bachutz Potter? Let's say the Malika was done outside and then he burned it outside. So then you potter, because you need a Shchitas Kodshim Michutz La'Azara. Now, since it's being done outside, there the matter outside is called a Shchita. So you only be chayiv for Shchita on a knife Bachutz, not on a Malika Bachutz. Therefore, it's called nothing Bachutz. Therefore, you potter. What's going to be Hashreichet Esoif Befnim? Let's say you have an oif, a korban, an oif, and you make a shchit inside the Azara, and then Vehela Bachutz is also potter. Because inside the Azara, the Avoider is a Malika, not a shchit. A shchit is like nothing, it's like an Avela on this Oif Meget Hilchas Korbin. Therefore, even though you burn a Bachutz, you potter. But what's, so far, the only time we had Yechayiv is if you make a Malika Bifnim, and then you take it outside and burn it outside, since that was supposed to be burnt inside, now by burning it outside, Yechayiv. Another case that Yechayiv is, what's going to be Shochat Bachutz? You took this Eulas Oif, and you took it outside the Azor, outside the Beis Hamikdash. And outside the Beis Hamikdash, you made a Shchitas Chutz on the Oif. And also, the Hela Bachutz, you burnt it outside. In this case, Yechayiv. Because that's the way it's done outside. Outside is a Shchita. Therefore, Yechayiv both on the Shchita and on the Halo. Nimtza comes out that Derech HaSherebim Mifnim Peturim Bachutz. The way you're supposed to do it inside means through a malika. If that was done outside, you'd be potter. And derech hechshera bachutz means a shchita of a knife is always a matter of outside the Beis Hamikdash. Ptura bifnim, if you make a shchita on an oilas oif inside, you're also potter. So Yoni Chayv, even if you made a Malika Bifnim, and then you made Halor Bachutz, or else if you made a Shchitas Bachutz, also you'd be Chayv, and who are then on the Halor, then you'd also be Chayv. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shechayovim Olav Bachutz, anytime you Chayv Bachutz, Chayovim Al Kyoitze Boy Bifnim, Shehele Bachutz, the same thing, if you did it inside, and you brought it outside, you'd also be Chayv Bachutz. Chutz, excluding min ha'shrechet pifnim, umala b'chutz, if you take a knife, and you shecht it pifnim, and then you burn it outside, he's also masking yipota. So the Gemara comes out, really, what is Rabbi Shimon arguing on a Tanakama? Halacha ben oif, he doesn't argue, he also agrees, if you make a shechitas pifnim, and then you make a lois b'chutz yipota. So the Gemara comes out, Rabbi Shimon argues, really, in the case of a shechita by a behema, that he holds in a case, if you shecht a behema b'layla b'fnim, and then yehela b'chutz, that yipota. That since you make a shechita b'layla, it's not roi l'fnim, so adim b'chutzos yipota. But what's going to be shechta b'layla? Let's say you shecht at night time b'chutz outside the Azara, and you burn it outside, then you'll be chayiv. That's what the Tanakama means to say. And on this narrow, Shimon argues and says, Shimon argues to say that kol shechiyov molo b'chutz, it's chavak yotze b'befnim, meaning to say, if you shecht it b'layla, even b'fnim, also yichayiv. That's what Rabbi Shimon argues on. Just like if you shecht the korban b'chutz b'layla, you agree yichayiv, or then he holds, if you shecht it b'layla inside, and then you take it and burn it outside, also you be chayiv for that. That's what Rabbi Shimon is coming to argue on. But not by the loch of an oif. The loch of oif, Hitaka agrees. Now, Mishneh Ches. Ha'achat is, shekivu doma b'kois echot. You have a korban chatis that the kohen made a kabbalah. All the dam was in one kois. And we'll see soon. We're talking about now a chatis hapnim. We're talking about now, and the locher is nosan b'chutz. Let's say first you took some of this dam and made his rikas chutz outside the azara. Then because of nosan b'fnim, then you went and you made his rik inside the pnim where you're supposed to. So in this case, first you chayif his rikas chutz. The dam at that time was fit to be brought lefnim, so yichayif as rikas chutz. What's going to be the opposite way? First befnim, first you made this rikas on mizbech hapnim the way you're supposed to. V'chaz of nosam chutz, then you took it outside the azor and made this rikas there. So chayif also yichayif as rikas chutz. And the Mishnah says why? Shekula roy love befnim, because all of this dam was fit to be used in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara comes out, the Mishnah is going according from the Chem Yeshita, that by again a chatis hapnim, he owes even the shirayim. After you make this rika on the mizbech hapnim, you have to take the leftover dam and spill it on the mizbech hachitzayim. That's also likuvah. If you don't do it, you don't have yikapara. So, if you do that last rika, the shirayim, bachutz outside the azara, it was called dam that was fit to be brought inside, therefore you'd be chayif bachutz. In other words, the chav is the chiddush here. And not only a chayiv koras for shchutei chutz, if you take an animal or korban and shecht it outside, not only for aloyis chutz for burning it outside, but who are din now for zrik and gemar dashin from sukkim, that for zrikas chutz also ye be chayiv koras. So Mishnah is saying any dam that's fit to be brought inside and stay kuva, if you do it outside, ye chayiv. What's going to be kibul dama bishnei kais? Let's say they made a kabbalah in two different cups. Two different klisharuses, they're mekabel the dam from this chatas apnim. Now, nosan shneim bifnim pota. If you use both of them and put both of them bifnim, you pota. The chur, you don't need this chur, it's pshita, you didn't do anything wrong. Shneim bachutz chayiv, you make a zrika from both kaises, bachutz frazor, you chayiv. Because from both cups, it's roi to be brought lefnim. Therefore, for both cups, yichayiv. It depends if you had no yidi in between, you're nechayiv. One chatas b'shoigei. If you had a yidi in between, then you forgot, you'd be chayiv. Two chatois. What's going to be echa b'fnim, v'yechot b'chutz? First, you made this rikas p'nim. And then with the second cup, you made this rikas chutz, then you'd be potter. Because since you made this rikas ha'pnim with the first cup, so you're ready yotze yichayiv zrika. And the shirayim of that cup has the din to be put on the mizbech achitzayin. Mashenka in the second cup you potter, because since you made this rika from the first kais, so the second kais is like nitche, pushed away. It's not supposed to be put on the mizbech. Therefore, there's no issur zrika chutz on that dam. What's going to be echad bachutz? You took the first kois and you spilled the dam bachutz, v'yechad bifnim, and then you made a zrika with the second kois. So chayiv ala chitzayin. So you chayiv koris for the first zrika you did bachutz, v'yafnim mechaper. But the second zrika you did with the second kois, that's mechaper, the korban is still kosher. Just l'maisa, you chayiv koris for the zrika chutz of the first kois. Now the Mishnah explains lema davadim. What is this like? Lema frish chatos of yovda. Somebody had a chiv to bring a korban chatos, and he set aside one, and then he lost it. He lost his chatos. Vifrish acheres tachta, and he separated a second one instead of it. And then vifrish acheres tachteho. So he set aside a second korban instead of the first one, and you bring the second. And then viyachakach nimses harishayno v'areishteim imdois. Now you found the first korban, you have both of them standing in front of you. So you have two bikitsa, two chatois, and you only have to bring one of the two. So look, it's like this. Shochat shtein befnim potter. You shech both of them befnim you potter. And of course, treat like you potter, since you didn't do anything bachutz. Avad you potter for shute chutz. So the chutz part is posh, it's like extra. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. What's going to be though, the Chiddush is now Shochat Shteyim Bachutz. Let's say you shech both of them outside, so chayiv, you chayiv on both of them. Because the Shah Shchita, each one was right to be brought to Fnim. Right when you shechted the first one, Avadah was right to be brought to Fnim. When you shechted the Bachutz, that one became possible. Then the second one is right to be brought to Fnim. So you chayiv for the second one. What's going to be Achas Befnim? First you brought one Chattis inside, and the Yachas Bachutz, then you brought the second Chattis. Bachutz is also Potter. Because once you brought the first Chattis, you already Yotzi Yechayv Chattis. And therefore the second one is not a Korban Chattis anymore. It's not right to be brought to Fnim anymore. So therefore if you shecht it Bachutz, you Potter. What's going to be though, Achas Bachutz, first you shecht one outside, the Yachas Befnim, and then you shecht the second Chattis inside, then the locher is Chayiv ala Chitzayna. You take a Chayiv on the Chitzayna, because that first one at the time when you brought it, it was right to be brought to Fnim. Then the Fnim is Mechaperet, and the second one you brought, that's like a Mechaper, that's like a Kosher Korban. Now, Kishem Shadom Apoiter Espesaro, Kachu Poiter Espesar Chaverto. Now, the last part is talking about the case where you have these two Chatois, and you shechted both of them, and you have both Kabbalah Saddam. Now it says, Shadom Apoiter Espesaro, the first one you make is Rika Saddam on, like that dam is Materit. It's matter the bosa bachilo. Now there's no more similar on the bosa, and the kanam allowed to eat the bosa. So, but now that you have one korban, the second one is like a chatesh and it's chatu baleo, that's lemis ozlo. Therefore, kachu pretres the sachaverto, it part of the second one, there's no more isamila upon the second one. Since the second one is not fit anymore to be brought for korban, it's a loch of a chatesh meso, that the loch is, there's no more isamila on it. Mila is only if the korban is oimid to be brought l'Hashem. But now that it's not oimid to be brought l'Hashem anymore, there's no more isa mila. That's what it means, that the first zrika sadam, it patas the first bosa bachilo, and the second one it takes off the isa mila from it. Even though l'maisa, it's the chatas ha-mesa, you're supposed to burn it, let it die. Now after Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnalef, poras chatas means a poraduma, that the Pasuk calls the Chatas seeds, and the Mishnah calls it Poras Chatas, Shesorfa Chutz Megito. If you burned it, not in its right place, Chutz Megito, like its own place, where it's set aside, was supposed to be burnt. Let's doim it to a gas, a place you make the wine, you make the oil, so you burnt, and usually the Paradum is supposed to be burnt in a certain place, and then you gather together the ashes, and you make the Mechatas with it. So let's say you burnt it in the wrong place, V'chein the same thing, Soy HaMishtalech. On Yom Kippur, the soy that goes out Lazozel, Shegrivoy Bachutz. Let's say you brought it Bachutz. Means after the coin was his father love, then he shechted it Bachutz. Sloch in these two cases is, he's Potter. He's Potter from a Shchut from a Krovas Chutz. Shinem the Posek says, V'yal Pesach or Yomoyed Loi Heviyoy. Meaning to say that you're only Chayiv if you were supposed to bring it inside the Azor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Kol Sheinu Roy Lovoy, a Pesach Hoy Moed, anything that's not fit, that it's avoided, was not supposed to be done in the Beis Hamikdash, like a paraduma, and like the Sorei Mishtaleach, and Chayov Molov, you're not chayv if you do it bachutz. So these two things, even though you do Shchutei Chutz, the avoidance bachutz, from its right mokom, still you're not chayv choris for the avoidance bachutz. You only chayv choris in a case where you're supposed to be done bifnim, and now you do it bachutz from its mokom. Mishneh Beis. Haroiva v'hanirva v'hamukta v'hanevat. Haroiva means a par that was reveya nisha, live with a lady. V'hanirva means a par, a cow, that a man lived with her. So these animals are possible to be brought for korban. Rels v'hamukta means they were set aside to be worshipped for an avodah zarah. Rels v'hanevat, that they actually worshipped the l'shem avodah zarah. V'esnan, that's a behemoth that was given a present to a zayna to have znus, via mechir, or behemoth that was sold instead of a dog. So the mechir of a kelev, that's also to be brought for a korban, via kalayim, or an animal that was bought from a match of kalayim, there's mitayish v'rochel, that gave birth, via treifa, an animal that's a treifa, or else via yitzei doifin, an animal that came out of the side, not the normal birth. Also, that animal's possible for korban, shekrivim bachutz. Any one of these animals, even though you are makdish it, and then somebody made that krov of the shechita and the halo bachutz, is potter. Again, the same svarish. Never the pasuk says lefnei mishkan Hashem, Hashem has to be brought something that should be brought inside. Meaning to say, kol sheinu ro lefnei mishkan Hashem inchayov malov. Anything that's not fit to be brought for korban inside, you're not chayv if you bring it bachutz. So these animals are not fit to be brought for korban inside. So pshit, if you bring it outside, you're potter. Balei mumin, if let's say you have an animal that has a mum on it, bein balei mumin kavuim, whether it will always be there. Bein balei mumin oivrin, if there are baal mumin will pass by, then maybe it will be in the srapa, or get healed up later. But I'll call upon him right now, it's not fit to be brought, cause him didn't heal up. So shegrivim bachutz, if you mark it outside, also potter, since it's not fit to be brought inside. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says depends. Bali mumim kavuin potter. Sure, if the animal has a bal mum, the low he stay there, can't heal up, then your potter, it's never fit to be brought left for him. But Rabbi Shimon holds bali mumim oivrin, a bal mum that will be healed up, is oivrin b'lei sasei. Now if you makrif it bachutz, you're over alav in a chanami chorus, not, but you're over alav, especially potter kiddashin, that is alav. What's going to be toirim shlegiyaz manim? A tor, a doiv, that could only be brought after it's 13 months old. Let's say you bring it before it's 13 months old. But also, b'nayoyin, a pigeon, it can only be brought the first year. Shorva's man, it's over a year old already. Shegrivim machutz, now you makav bachutz. Again, potter, since it's not fit to be brought nefnim, if you do it bachutz, you potter, you're not chayv chorus. Not chayv alav either. Rabbi Shimon says, b'nayoyin, shorva's man, and potter, true. If they're pigeons that are too old, so they're not fit anymore at all, then you put on Shchutei Chutz. But the Torin, Shlagi is man, let's say you have a dove, just is too young, but lemis in a few months will be fit to be brought for korban. So again, he owes then, Beloisa say, you're not over chorus, but alav there is anything, even though it's not fit now. But since there will come a time that it will be fit, according to Rabbi Shimon, he dashes a posik, he rove alav. What's going to be Oisoi v'yez benoi? Let's say they brought the mother, shechted the mother today. Now the son is not fit to have a shechita today, and let's say it's a korban. Or else a mechusas man, a korban, it's not 8 days old yet. So potter, the shechted bachutz, since it's not brought to be brought to fnim, you potter. Again, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, harezer b'loisasei, Rabbi Shimon knows what loisasei. Anything though, even though it's not fit right now, but since there will be a time that it will be fit, he holds your over love. So Rabbi Shimon used to say, any type of a korban, even though it's not fit now, but it will be fit to be brought later. Harei zebeloisa say you won't relav, but the ain't by chorus, that much he agrees is no chiv chorus. But alav, he has extra posse to say there's alav. The chomer, the chom say argument say no. Kol shein by chorus, any time the korban is now, right now, not fit to be brought lefanim, there's no chiv chorus. So what did ain't by beloisa say? There's no lav either. So if you shecht any one of these kabbonis in the Mishnah Bachutz, according to Chum Yepota from Alav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, if it will be fit later, so right now, Yechayiv Aleisasei. Now Mishnah Gimel. Mechusa Zman, if the animal is not old enough, that we had before, if you take an animal that's not ready to be makrivit inside, so if you do it outside, you potter. So what does it mean Mechusa Zman, it's missing time? Bein Begufa, whether the animal itself is not old enough, it's not 7 days old yet, or else Bein Bebolov, whether it means the animal, the owner, is the Gia Zman to be makrivit, like we'll soon see. What's called something's wrong with the owner of the animal itself? It could be, let's say, the owner of the animal, the owner of the korban, was hazov, or else the hazova v'yoledis u'mitzayro shegruvu chatosam yeshamim b'chutz p'turim. Let's say they bring their chatos before they're supposed to. A zav is tamer for at least. He has to wait zayniki, and he has to wait 7 days. So if he brings his korban before the seventh day, he's not fit to bring it. So therefore, if you bring the chatas then, a korban chatas that was set aside for Zav or Zava, or you led the Sumitzari before they're fit to bring it, so you bring a bachut yipotter, it's called the Mechusa Zman, the Bailim, the owner, is not ready to bring his korban yet. Or Liseyim v'shalmeyim, bachutz chayovim, or someone brings the korban oil or the korban shlomim, that's fit to be brought right away. Therefore, if someone brings it outside, yichayiv, because since they're brought, even turns in the Dova, therefore, it's not called Mechusa Zman, therefore, Bachut Yubi Chayiv. Now, Hamala Mipsar Chatos, let's say they burn from the meat of the Korban Chatis, or else Mipsar Oshim, the Korban Oshim, Mipsar Kochim Kadoshim, Mipsar Kochim Kalim, from the Bosa of Kochim Kalim, or Moisar Oimer, from the leftover of the Korban Amincha, or the Minchas Oimer, or Shtialechem, if you burn anything from the leftover of the Shtialechem, the Lechem Aponim, you'll burn the leftover of the Lechem. From the 12 lechem haponim, u'shiyarim menoches, if you burn anything outside, the leftover of the menoches, all these things are not supposed to be burnt, or else hayotzik, or else you make yitzika outside the Beis HaMikdash. Hayotzik means you pour the shemen into the mincha, or else haboilo, you mix up the shemen and the flour together. Hapoises, you chop, after you bake it together, you chop it up into pieces, or hamaleach, you take the kemitza of a mincha outside, or the boss of a korban, and you salt it outside. Hamenef, you make a tenufa, you pick up the mincha outside. Or else hamagish, you bring it closer towards the mizbeach outside. Hamasadi v'sa shulchan, you set up the shulchan with lechem upon him outside. Or else v'yameitev v'sa neris, if somebody fixes up the neris outside. V'hakoymitz, v'yamakabel dama bachutz, or else somebody makes a kemitza of a mincha outside bachutz. Or else you makabel dam of kochim outside is potter, and all these avoidis you potter. You only chayiv if you mala the emurim, things that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If you take them outside and burn them outside, you chayiv. But as Mishnah start off, amala be bosa chatas, since the meat of the chatas itself is not supposed to be burnt, it's supposed to be eaten. So if you take it outside and burn it, you potter. You only chayiv for shutechutz of halois chutz, for burning a bachutz only something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. And instead of burning on the Mizbeach, you burn it outside, for that you chayiv. But over here, these things are not supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, so if you do it bachutz, still you potter. Ein chayov molov loy mishum zorah suadin, if a zar, not a kohen, does any one of these avoidis, loy mishum tumah, not if the person is doing it is tamei, loy mishum chusa begodim, like you're not chayiv misa, if you do these avoidis, on other avoidis, a zar is chayiv misa, but not on these are not called avoidis hatumah. Who are din? You're not chayv if you tomei misa if you do these things. You're not chayv mishum mechusa begodim. If a kohen does it without wearing his begodim, he's not chayv for doing these avoidis. Foloi mishum ruchait yadayim raglayim. Let's say a kohen went in to do one of these avoidis without washing his hands or feet first. He's potter. He's not chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Because all these things are not called avoida, which is the gemara of the avoida. It's only a gemara avoida do we say a zara is chayv misa or tumah. But all these avoiders are not a gemar davar, therefore you're not chayiv. Mishnah Dalet. Actually, hukam ha mishkan, before the mishkan was put up in the midbar, is mutaris. So, how you have bombas mutaris. Anybody can bring a bomber, can make their own mizbeach like, and makav kabonis wherever you are. And what the other Marishan did like this, ad mesher beinu, it was mut to bring bombas. The avoider of bechorus, who would do the avoider before the mishkan, or bechor would do the avoider. Like it says in the pasuk in Shmois, vayishlach esnar bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilas. Those are the bechorim. But Mishukam HaMishkan, once they put up the Mishkan, Nesur HaBomis, then it was also to have a private Boma, a private Mizbeach, and we avoid the Kahanim, the avoid was right to the Kahanim. And Kodesh HaKadoshim, Nechom Lefnim and HaKloyim, or Chattis, or Nostrum, the Kohen can only eat from the meat, inside the Kloyim, inside the Azara. Kodesh HaKalim, Ashlomim, is Bechol Machni Yisrael. It could be anywhere in Machni Yisrael. In the Midbar, the whole Machni Yisrael, you were mut to teach Kodeshim Kalim. Mishnei, Boil La Gilgul, after Klaiyasa went over the yard in Yimei Yeshua, and when it came to Gilgul, then Hutra Bomis, then it was Mutter to have a Bomis, private Bomis. They put the Mishkan over there then, in Gilgul, and it was Mutter then to have a Bomis. Kodeshim Kodeshim, Nechol Nefnim Nakloim, but they still had the Mishkan in Gilgul, so Kodesh Kodesh was going to be inside the Azorah of that Mishkan, and Kodeshim Kalim b'chol makom. But Kodeshim Kalim, you're allowed to eat anywhere you wanted to, you're allowed to eat Kodeshim Kalim. Because there wasn't any machna there, so you're allowed to eat it b'chol makom. Mishnah Vov, what's going to be later on, boil the Shiloi, later when Klai Yisrael came into Shiloi, so then again they made up a Mishkan Shiloi, then it was Nesra Bom, it was also for a person to bring a private carbon, to bring his own, make his own mizbeach, like his own bama. Loi hoyu sham tikra, but in the Mishkan of Shiloh there was no roof to the Mishkan over there. Ela bayish lavonim, it was walls made out of stone milamata on the bottom, and virias milmalon on top of the stones. They had curtains. That's the way they made it, but there was no roof to the Mishkan. Vi hoyse menucha, that's from the pasuk when it says kiloi bosa madat ela menucha. Menucha means Shiloh. And over there by Mishkan Shiloi, Kodesh HaKadoshim Nechol Nufnim and Akloyim, the Kohanim only allowed to eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the boss of Achatos and Oshim inside the Azor, inside the curtains of the Azor, Kodesh HaKalim Amayse Sheini Bechol HaRoya, any place that where you are, you could see the Mishkan Shiloi, that's where it's Mutatit Kodesh HaKalim, or else Amayse Sheini. And the Gemara Dashnis from Pesukim, it says Yishom Lecho Pentalo Chomokam Asher Tira, as long as you can see the place, that's also called the mokum that you can eat, the kochim kalim or maiser sheni. Mishneh Zayin, then bowl the noivle givrin, then after shiefta churban of Mishkan Shiloi, when the Oren was taken over by Yara Plishtim in the times of Eli Yakoyin, so then it came back and they brought it back into Yir Noiv, that's where they put the Mishkan up, and there it was for 13 years. So bowl the noivle givrin, then after it was churban noiv, then they brought it into givrin. That was Bimei Shol HaMelech. So in this place of Noiv and Givon, Hutra HaBomis, even though they had the Mishkan there, still it was Hutar for a Yochid to make his own private Boma. And therefore, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Nechom Lefnim and Akloyim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim could only eat inside the Azara, inside Noiv and by Givon. But Kodesh HaKalam, B'chol Ere Yisrael, any place that Yisrael used to live, you're allowed to eat from the Kodesh HaKalam. Mishneh Ches, Boil Yerushalayim, then later when Klai Yisrael came into Yerushalayim, by the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash, Bimei Shlomo HaMelech, is Nesur HaBomis. Then it was also forever to build a Boma. Flohoyilem, Oid Het, there's no more Het, a Jew can never build a Boma. And Echlam, Yegoy is allowed to, but not a Jew. A Jew is not allowed to build a Boma to bring a carbon on a Boma. Vihoy Sanachlan, they came into Yerushalayim, that's Pshan the Posik. Kiloi bosom adate lamnucha velanachlo. Nachlo means the base of Migdash. And there, Kodesh HaKadoshim Nechol Nufnim and Akloyim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is a regular din to be inside the Azara. And Kodesh HaKalim Maise Shein Lefnim and Achayma. As long as you're inside the wall of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat from Kodesh HaKalim and from Maise Shein. Mishneh Tes. Kol HaKodeshim, any korbin, Shegdishim B'Shas Yisra Bomis. Let's say you'll makdish it at a time when it was also to have a boma. The Ekrivun, and they brought it though, B'shas Tisra, both the time was also to have bomas, Bachutz, outside, is the Re'elu B'Essei V'Loisa Sei V'Chiyot Malov Koros. That's the Ik Yisr of the Shchutei Chutz, of these, of Haloas Chutz. If you're makdishit B'Zman Yisra Bomas, and you're makriv it outside B'Zman Yisra Bomas, that's when you chayiv an Essei, Yeloisa Sei, and you chayiv Koros. What's going to be though, Hegdishin B'Shas Tisra Bomas? Let's say when you were first makdish a korban, it was the zman of time when you're allowed to make a boma. But you didn't get around to bring it to the grief and b'shas tisra bomis. By the time you brought it first, at that time already was also to have the bama. So in such a case, areya lubiyesev loisasei, v'yen chayov malayim koris, you're over in Yisra Asayah, loisasei, now that there's Yisra Abomis, you're not allowed to bring it now, but akoponim inat chayav koris, since b'shas hegdish, it was mutter to bring an abama. What's going to be the opposite way? Hegdishim b'shas Yisra Abomis, time you makdish, it was the man was also to have a bama, but v'grivom b'shas het abomis, when you brought it, it was a heter abomis. Then locharis areya lubiyesei, v'yein v'embalaisasei, there's only an Yisra Asay, there's not even a lav. Since at the time now when you bring makrivit, there's a heter abomis, so there's no lav, there's only an Yisra Asay at the time when you makdish it, that the essay then was to bring it inside the base of Migdash. So to bring it outside in the bama, you'd be over b'mbato the Yisra Asay, but not even a lav. Now the last Mishnah Yud, Eilu, Kadoshim, Kraven b'Mishkan. These are the kabbonis that you're allowed to bring in the Mishkan, Rashi Gugurim, b'Gilgul, b'Noi, b'Givoyim. That even at that time it was Sutur HaBomis, still certain Kabbonis you're allowed to bring and certain not. Say Lu Kadoshim Kraven b'Mishkan, or else you mean to say b'Mishkan means in B'loi b'Boma, cannot be brought in a Boma. Even though it's a Zman where it's Hutur HaBomis, but certain things cannot be brought in a Boma. What are these things? Kodshim Shuktu Shula Mishkan, a Korban that was Maktish you set aside for the Mishkan. You Maktish it for the Mishkan. So you cannot bring it outside in the Boma. Who are then Kabonis Atzibur, Kraven b'Mishkan? Any Korban Atzibur has to be brought in the Mishkan. The Kabonis Ayoch b'Boma, but a private Korban, that could be brought in the Boma. Bizman Heter HaBomis. Korbanos Ayoch Chukdushu l'Mishkan. Let's say a regular Korban Oilo or Shlomim of a Yochid. He was Makdashid Amanas to bring it in the Mishkan. So Locher is Yikru b'Mishkan. He has to bring it in the Mishkan. The Megrivim Babom, let's say he brought it outside in the Boma pot, he's not over in Avera. Since Lamaisa Tazman Heter Abomis, even though when he was Makdish he said he wanted to do it for the Mishkan, if he does it outside, still he's Potter. There's no Yisra Chutz, since it's really a Zman, and the Hekdish was done at a time when it was Het Mutter Habomis. Now the Mishnah says, Ma Ben Bomis Yochel Abomis Sibur, what's the difference between Abomis Yochid and Abomis Sibur? Abomis Gedolah means the Mizbech was in the Mishkan by Gilgul and Benoiv and Begivoin. So what's the difference? Semicha, that if you bring the Korban on the Boma Gedolah, then you have to, the owner has to make Semicha on the Korban. Oshrit HaSofen is a mitzvah on the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Shechtan, it's north side of the Azara. Umat in Soviv, the Matonas, the Zrikas Adam, Goshnaim, Shemarba, Utnufa, you have to pick up, and Hagzemincha, and Hagosh, you have to bring it towards the Mizbeach. All these things are only Nageya by a Bar Mitzibor, and not by a Bar Mitzyochid. And the more Darshan is from Sukkim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Mincha Baboma. By a Bar Mitzyochid, there's no Mincha, you can't bring a Mincha there. Even by a Bar Gedolah, they were not Makar v'Mincha. The Mincha Posuk says, L'man HaShiyaviyu B'nei Sosuk Zeyem HaShareim Zeyuchim HaPnei HaSodah. So we dash only a Zevach, a Korban could be brought in a Boma. But not a Mincha. Mincha is only brought on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, not on a Boma Gedolah outside. And not, for sure not on a Boma Ketana. The Chiyin of Bigdei Shoros, the Klishos, Rech Nechoyach, O Mechitz of Adom, Rechot Shadar Vaglayim. That the Mishnah goes on to explain that these are things that are Noig in a Boma Gedolah, and they're not Noig in a Boma Ketana. So again, Kihun means Dinin of to use Dafka Koyin, and not to use a Zar. A Koyin was only used in a Boma Gedolah, and a Boma Ketana, you don't need Dafka, need a Zar, anybody could do it. Well, then Bigdei Sharas, to use a special Bigdei Kuna, it was only said by a Boma Gedolah, not by a Boma Ketana. Okli Sharas also, Pasuk says, Sheshol Shabem Bakoydish, only in the Boma Gedolah, not by a Boma Ketana. Perech Nechuat Nechoyach, that it's also, Lahalis Lamazdech Evorim, Shatzolam Tchila Chutz Narochem, that you can't burn on the Mizbeach things that were burnt already someplace else. That's only on the Mizbeach itself. But on Abomis Yochid, there's no Indian that the Reach Nechoyach, the smoke has to go up, L'Shem Hashem. O Mechitza Badomim, that is the Zechut HaSikru around the Mizbeach, that certain Domim went on top, certain Domim went on the bottom, that we did not have in Abomis Ketana, only in Abomis Gedolah. Hu Adinu Rechot Shadayim V'Raglayim, that when you went to do the Avod in Abomis Yochid, you don't have to wash hands and feet first. Aval Hazman, but the Zmanim of the Korban, how long you'll eat it, that's Nogeya even by a Boma Ketana. That becomes nice, so it becomes Pigel. V'yanoisa, if you leave the meat overnight, leave it over zman, it becomes noisa. You have to burn it. V'yatome, or else if yatome, so it's possible to eat it. And shavim b'zeh b'zeh, these last three psulim, about the zman, the noisa, and the tome, that shava, both by bom gedola, both by bom katano, you have these halachis on nageya. Because tome means, if you're a tome, you're possible to eat makrevit, or else you're possible to eat from the kabonis. So that applies even by a bom katano. All right, we'll stop here. Hadin Alecha, Masechta Zvachim.